Welcome to DI Squared, a 10-part weekly feature of KBOO News. DI Squared stands for Dream It, Do It. Is there anyone working in a business, large or small, maybe a factory or a store or in the government or maybe a radio station, anyone who hasn't thought and maybe even dreamed of starting their own business? Anyone? Maybe you're a contractor in our gig economy where you get short-term contracts that pay okay, but have no health care, no vacation, not even a desk, not to mention a future. This is the third of 10 episodes. Each week we feature these three elements. First, a profile of a featured entrepreneur, someone who's done it. Second, a featured resource that you can use to find funding or get other types of help. Third, a burning question of the week from a listener. The entrepreneurs we're covering are all minority business people, most of them people of color in the Portland area. Maybe their stories will inspire you, or maybe not. No matter, these are people who dreamed it and then did it, and that's what DI Squared is all about. Today we're speaking with featured entrepreneur of the week, Eric Ufer. Eric is passionate about bedbugs, cockroaches, rats, and other critters that bug us. 6 years ago, Eric started Pest Solutions, Inc. And a quick heads up, if you're a bedbug listening to this, you may want to get under the covers. There's some bad news coming. Here's Eric to tell his story. What made you decide to start a pest control business?
I was on Wall Street for 17 years, and I knew I was going to burn out. And through that, we started buying some rental properties. And about 10 years ago, we got hit with our first bed bugs. And at the time, I didn't even know what a bed bug was. So I went from having these properties that I saw as part of our retirement plan to overnight losing sleep because I didn't know if we'd ever be able to get rid of these tiny little insects, bed bugs. So once I left Wall Street, it was like, all right, well, I already learned how to deal with rats and snakes there. So let's go ahead and take my passion to help people. Let's start a pest control company from scratch, trying to be green as can be to solve and prevent people's pest issues.
Did you get outside help? Did you do this yourself? How did you manage that?
Yeah, I really stumbled along. I tell everybody, starting a company is extremely easy. Like $150, a little paperwork, no problem. Creating a successful company, that is extremely challenging. And the way that I did it was I really lean on people to go ahead and learn from them. I'll ask a lot of questions, and I'll definitely try to align myself with people that I believe are good people that have the knowledge that can help me.
What were some of the biggest lessons you learned that have impacted how you operate now?
The hardest lesson I've actually had is that I have a business to run, and our clients and our teammates count on me to do that. And the hardest challenge really is to go ahead and terminate people. I honestly didn't realize how many knuckleheads are out there.
What other outside resources have been useful for you?
Some of the other more formal things are the SBA, Small Business Administration. They actually have several programs. We've graduated from their Emerging Leader Program, and we've also done another program that they have as well. The Port of Portland, they have an amazing mentor-protege program that we're fortunate enough to be part of.
You've got connections with entities around here that can develop you your skills as well as give you work.
We need those recurring cash flows that we can count on. I have payroll that I have to continue to meet, and that's one of our biggest expenses by far. So trying to build these relationships over time.
If you were starting up now again, or if you were starting a new business now, what would you do differently from what you did 6 or 7 years ago?
Starting a company in an industry that you have zero relationships and zero knowledge, I probably wouldn't do that again, except for if you're extremely passionate like I am. And the other part of that is, I personally, in hindsight now, I would rather do it before I had children and possibly my wife, or after my children are out of school. I've got this drive, this passion, but it's really my family that I took from having a nice living to taking us to a different zip code. Starting a small business is easy. Getting it to where you want, a lot of people will talk 3 to 5 years. My reality is it's 5+ years the way that I did it. That is a regret that I have.
How do you see the next 5 or 6 years?
Our big picture has always been we want to be a national pest control company. That's our big picture. That's our goal. So with that said, we're blessed. The city of Portland, we got their facilities contract back in December. That's an amazing opportunity for us. We continue to work with schools. We continue to work with all sorts of commercial clients.
Our listeners are people thinking about starting a business. What would be your main line of advice to them?
Number one, do what you're passionate about. Don't be concerned about what others say. So when you love something, it isn't work. It is fun. Yes, you need the capital to go ahead and sustain yourself. Not only do you need to invest in your company, if you have your day job, keep it. Get your business running on the side. And once you feel that you're at the point where you can sustain yourself, I would say it's a lot easier to make that transition.
Where did you grow up, and were you an entrepreneur as a kid, or did you become one later on?
Yeah, I think I was always entrepreneur. So I grew up in a small town in Centralia, Washington, and I had a pretty good life up until the fourth grade when my parents got divorced and everything shifted overnight. I was out mowing grass, cleaning gutters, splitting wood, delivering wood to our neighbors, selling it, taking recycled cans, working in the fields, working in the factory, as a box boy, all those types of jobs. I grew up blue collar. I went white collar for 17 years. Now I'm green collar, and believe it or not, I'm having a lot of fun.
Is there anything you want to mention that I didn't bring up?
Being an entrepreneur for me is amazing. And in part, it's because it's our company. It's our vision. It's how we choose to invest our efforts. I am so proud of our community give back. We take our entomologists into schools and let the students hold our Madagascar hissing cockroaches. They are so much more brave when they do that, and they all have kind of a similar response. I believe I can help make a difference in so many different ways, and being an entrepreneur affords me that luxury.
That was Eric Ufer of Pest Solutions, a man who is passionate about bedbugs. Our special guest this week is Tori Campbell. Tori is the city's manager of entrepreneurship and community economic development in Prosper Portland. Tori, welcome to the program.
Thank you so much. Good to be here, Tom.
What is Prosper Portland? I thought there was something called the PDC, which seems to have disappeared.
Yeah, so Prosper Portland is the new iteration of the Portland Development Commission. We recently changed our name.
What is it that your organization does for local entrepreneurs?
My focus has really been around helping small businesses, particularly entrepreneurs of color in the city. As the city has grown and we've seen the opportunities of wealth creation really expand, we've also have seen the wealth gap and the disparities also expand. And so a lot of our work is strategically over this next 3 years is saying, how do we ensure that all Portland businesses really benefit in the same way?
You probably see a lot of entrepreneurs walk through your door. How do you pick the ones that are going to succeed?
But I think some of the common themes you see of those who tend to be most successful and tend to be resilient is hunger. You know, hunger is a big piece. I think resourcefulness, kind of willing to persist at persistence. And also I found that those who tend to do well, there's humility, right? There's a posture of wanting to learn and figure out how to improve things, even if they've been doing it for decades. We're still finding that the vast majority of entrepreneurs of color, when they go into banks, are still being denied above what we see their white counterparts. And so I think those...
I don't have any money. How do I get the capital I need to get started? Can you help me with that?
All businesses will need at some point capital to grow. But a lot of times what people need is just a real honed and clear idea of what it is they want to pursue. I think there's also ways that you can go out. Even technology has really kind of democratized and leveled the playing field of allowing oneself to be seen and visible, that early on you can test out, is this product or service truly solving a problem? Is there an audience that really loves what it is I'm offering? And I think you don't always need a ton of money to figure that out. Find the ways to quickly test out and quickly fail, if you will, so that you can pivot and make the adjustments to find out what exactly is that thing that individuals are truly willing to purchase that they love from you. Our goal is to have 1,000 strong businesses within the next 3 years.
And that brings us to our question of the week.
I grew up in the city of Portland. Does the city offer any incentives for entrepreneurs who want to start a small business here?
I think what Prosper Portland can provide for you is an introduction into a really an amazing, thoughtful, and capable community of small business technical assistance providers. We have a network that we have built out. And within that network, the different providers have universal skill sets in terms of helping businesses, but also have certain unique skill sets, whether it be a cultural engagement or a certain aspect or industry that they tend to do really, really well in. And within that network, you can receive one-on-one intensive technical assistance that can last for 3 years, all the way up to just drop in, like you just have a question for that day that you want to have answered. And so I think, and coupled with that, many of our service providers also have wonderful, unique programs around funding, too, that can help businesses grow, whether you need a small injection of cash all the way up to large investments.
Tory Campbell, thank you for being with us today. We hope that your phone rings off the hook from people who've heard this and want to be one of those 1,000 successful companies.
Thanks for having me, Tom.
Listeners, you can learn more about what the city has to offer by looking at the Prosper Portland website, making contact with them, and asking for the help you need. There are lots of resources out there that you can access in getting started. Next week, we'll continue to explore what it is that makes a person likely to be successful as an entrepreneur. Just keep in mind that there's no one right set of characteristics for being a successful entrepreneur. But as we learned today, like many deep commitments, it starts with passion, even if it's a passion whose object is the lowly bed bug. That's it for DI Squared for today. Thanks for listening. If you want to review what you've heard just now, go to kboo.com and look under Evening News for today's date. And send your question to theroadlive@gmail.com. We'd like to make your question the featured question for one of our shows. We'll be back in a week. Tune in then for the next episode of DI Squared. Dream it, do it. And bedbugs, watch out. Don't say we didn't warn you. From KBOO News, I'm Tom Flynn.